Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is the voice of the head coach at North St. Paul, Cornelius Gilliland. He was on with Vanita today. This is in reaction to what came out late yesterday that North St. Paul scheduled to play Eden Prairie. This is where Dave Flom, who has been a very successful coach for a long time at Eden Prairie, a story we've discussed many times here and so have others. When David Flom, the head coach, was trying to provide instructions to his players about the power of social media and to be smart about what you say and don't say on social media. And we put up a tweet which included the N-word. He said it. He was wrong to do that, without a doubt. I think he deserved a sanction. As I told you, there are too many people from out in that area who I know who said, yes, most of this was tied to him saying the N-word. But don't kid yourself. Some of the folks most involved also were talking about playing time and over the years who's been featured, who has not. And that's a bit of the cesspool of high school sports. But that does not obscure the huge mistake he made. And as I said the other day, unless you find out there is a pattern of David Flom and racism, then to me, I would give him the opportunity to come back. I've heard from a lot of people who I know and respect in the so-called basketball community, saying they firmly believe in Flom, and they're disappointed what he did, but it was a mistake, and he should be given this opportunity. So now you have North St. Paul in the second game that Eden Prairie is going to play since Flom came back. They were crushed the other day by Wayzata. And in a team meeting with North St. Paul players, coaches, the principal, the assistant principal, and the activities director, the players made it clear they did not want to go forward with the game. Now, what makes it intriguing, we didn't know initially that Cornelius was on with Vinita, so we reached out to him. But the fact he was on with Vinita, you've heard the soundbite. You can podcast that, too. Find Vinita's show and podcast the interview. What makes it even a little more intriguing, Dave, obviously, is that Cornelius, guess what? He served an assistant to Flom at Eden Prairie for 5 years before becoming the Polar's coach. When I first saw the story last night and I just saw the headline, I'm like, I had no idea. He said, Gilliland said, he spoke with Flom by phone during the suspension. Here's what Cornelius said. David was a great guy to me on a personal level and as an assistant coach. We have created and developed a great relationship. I have no ill will feelings towards him. It's an unfortunate situation. His full statement, the purpose and meeting was to hear from our student athletes about the recent events that have taken place at Eden Prairie High School and how they have been impacted. After an in-depth discussion, the players unanimously decided not to participate in our boys' basketball game Friday against Eden Prairie. We probably should not be surprised, right? If you've paid attention the last few years in this state, we've had a number of instances of racial slurs, racial incidents on court, in the stands. Think about how big of a story the New Prague story was last year. So to act like this is the first time that it's come up in high school conversations, you just haven't paid attention. If the kids make this decision, I think you nod your head and say, okay. What are you going to do? Say, either you play the game or I'm cutting you? There are times on other situations, I guess, where I would consider that a possibility. This isn't one of them. Again, I believe Flom, from what I know and what I've found out about him, deserves another opportunity. If he gets near this, no. See ya. Goodbye. But I believe he should be allowed to coach. But I don't then fault kids, including black kids, saying they can bring him back. We're still bothered by it. We're still insulted by it. Or we want to make a statement. By the way, they're allowed to make a statement, and we're not going to play the game. What could become problematic for Eden Prairie, though, and I have no idea if this is going to happen. What if this is not an isolated incident? What if it happens again and again? You know, so many things happen, Dave, where if you get a week or two past it or you get a month past it, and yes, people are paying attention, but not as much. The story only gets bigger, obviously, with Flom because of this. So I don't fault the kids on North St. Paul at all. They're allowed to have a voice on something involving something of this import like racism. And this idea, well, they have to play. Who are these kids? No. Kids, including black kids, who face probably fairly significant racial animus, sadly. Maybe the N-word thrown at them. And for a bunch of white people to say, oh, suck it up, buttercup. No. I honestly don't know where it goes from here. And Eden Prairie's got to pay close attention to this. And it's, in some ways, it's beyond their control. They sanctioned him. They sat him out. They clearly, and this isn't just me speculating, it's talking to people involved in this, just wanted the story to kind of slow down and go away. Well, it really wasn't going to go away because once he was reinstated, it was significant news for people in high school sports, and it was one of the front page stories in the Star Tribune. So I want you to tell me what you think about the decision the kids at North St. Paul made. Dave's going to give me his thoughts right when we come back. But I want you to call in or text. You believe that the kids made the right decision. You believe they should just play the damn game and move on. You believe they have that power, but it shouldn't have been used in this case. Where do you think we're headed with Eden Prairie? And let's not act like this is the only time recently we've had something involving race and high school sports in this state. Because, again, if you think this is the first time, you just haven't paid attention lately. Call me. Text me. It's a pretty significant story today involving students saying we're not going to participate in a prominent extracurricular activity with one of the most visible schools in this state because of something that an administrator said because he said the N-word. 651-461-9226. That's how you call and text. Cities One, talk and text line. 651-461-9226. North St. Paul kids say we're not going to play because Dave Flom, in trying to teach a lesson about social media and what to do, what not to do, said the N-word. Again, I think he should have been punished. I think he should have been sanctioned. If they find out that there's no pattern of this, I think he should have been given an opportunity to come back. He has. This is his second game. They were crushed by YZ in the first game. But North St. Paul, because of what Flom said, the players said, we don't want to play. Dave Harrigan, you say what?
sounds to me like the North St. Paul coach did about everything right. His statement certainly sounds like he had a very good relationship with David Flom.
Yeah.
When he was an assistant.
Right.
Spoke very highly of him. I'm sure he doesn't see him as a racist in any way. I think if you're the coach of North St. Paul and your team comes to you with this, or the captain says, hey, this is how we feel right now, I think you sit everybody down for a meeting, which it sounds like they did, with the principal or other administrators, and you explain to them, look, this is the decision. You know, this is what happens if you make this decision. You can tell him, or tell the team all about what you know about David Flom, how you, you know, personally feel about him, if you think he's a great guy, if you feel like, you know, this was an isolated incident of a, you know, poor of a lapse in judgment, but you don't believe this is in his heart. And if your team says, you know what, we appreciate that, coach, but we still want to take this step, you 100% say, okay, I'm with you guys all the way. I think you say your piece, you defend your friend, if you know, assuming it certainly sounds like that's what they are, and if that's how the team feels, this is certainly not the time to put the kids in their place.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Among the texts, oh my God, Chad, throw fuel on the fire. We normally don't need fuel on the fire here. Very hot. It's very hot in this room. Often it's very comfortable today.
We did some HVAC work overnight, I think.
Good. How about just blow up the building? Can we do that? All you do in the media is create drama, drama, drama. You refer to them as black kids. No, let's be precise. I said, if you're talking about some of the kids who might be black, talking about playing a coach who used the N-word, it's probably going to resonate with them more than the white kids.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an outlandish statement.
How dare you?
I really don't. I hope everybody is outraged by the use of the N-word. I do. If it's thrown at you, if you face it, if you hear it, I don't think it's outlandish to say it might resonate with you just a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Then this person, by the way, who's telling me I'm creating drama, says this. I'm sure the players were put up by some adult who wants nothing more to create drama and turn this into some political statement. And, of course, this person has no idea if that's true.
No, they said they're sure, though, Chad.
They're sure.
They said they're sure.
They're sure. I'm creating drama by reporting a relevant story, but this person is openly speculating about something and has no idea. Wouldn't it make more sense to insist the coach make an apology to the players and fans on the court prior to playing the game? I don't know if when the two coaches talked, that was raised. I don't know if the kids were open to that. But is Flom going to have to do that each game now going forward?
And that might be a solution, honestly. If he's, you know, talk to the opposing team, get to know them. But, you know, like, if you're the North St. Paul kids, do you want to do that?
You know
if you're feeling strong enough to.
They said no.
Yeah, if you're feeling strong enough to not play the game, I'm sure you don't want to play the game after you have a chat with the coach.
More text here at 651-461-9226. I'm in the camp of play the game, move on. If either team wants to follow suit, then I guess In Prairie is going to have a winning record. Well, we don't know how it's going to be determined. They have not, as of an hour or two ago, I don't think the high school league had decided how they're going to look at this. Let's see. More of these texts coming in. I believe the players made the right decision. Hopefully other schools follow suit and not play Eden Prairie. Hey, Chad, I think the game should be forfeited. Which North St. Paul players should not be forced by threat of removal. There's so much hypocrisy going on with this team not playing tonight with all the music they listen to these days, and the N-word is used in every other lyric. We all need to stop using the word, but rappers seem to escape with no issues. By the way, how does this person know that all the players on the team are listening to the N-word? It's another heck of a leap. Again, do I think there is hypocrisy with the use of the N-word? Yeah, I do. I do. I heard it many times, and I am baffled by it. Again, I'm still not going to use it in any way, but there's a lot of assumptions about the kids and parents when you don't know how this came up. Look who's here. He was going to do the show from home, That's what he hinted at yesterday, but he said, no, I'm here. I'm in downtown Minneapolis. I'm bringing it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Wow. Just doing my part for the city, you know?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Unrelated to this.
I actually took a vote and said I wasn't going to talk to you.
Okay.
I had.
I invited you and Alyssa out.
Yes.
Then I realized I wore the same shirt the last time that we went out. Do I then change for the dinner?
Interesting. I guess we'll find out tonight. What a tease.
Are you in?
I can't wait. Yes.
Oh, very good. Do you want to debate this for 3 hours?
Sure. Let's talk about high school kids and race from a couple of white guys.
Yes, exactly. Twins Fest will both be there tomorrow. Stop on by.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.